show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
It's Cliffo and Gabby, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. We're back live in a few days.
Anzac Day. Don't say that.
On April 26th. I'm sorry.
Oh, it went too fast.
Yeah, holidays are like that, mate. They do.
Like you count down for weeks till the holiday and you're just like, come on. And then it gets here and it's gone.
Work days are like sloths, mate. Getting Monday to Friday is so slow. But when you're on a holiday, like Monday to Friday, Speedy Gonzales.
It's not fair. Yeah. It's really not fair. We should switch it and have work when holidays are and holidays when work.
Yeah, that would be great for the economy, wouldn't it? This is why Gabby is not the treasurer of the country. Back live on Tuesday, the 26th of April. But for now, this is another Cliffo and Gabby Best Of podcast. A shout out to the awful exercises out there.
Burpees.
You are not alone. Mate, don't even throw burpees out there. I'm having trouble at the moment with the most entry-level easy of exercises there is, the afternoon walk.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
So I'm trying to...
The thing that you do every day to get from A to B.
Yeah, but that's very different to exercise walking.
Okay.
All right? In my defense, that's a different kind of walking. You know, I'm trying to build myself up to get back into the gym or whatever. You've been nagging me for months to come along to exercise tennis that you do on Saturday mornings, and I've been blowing it off for, like, literally since it started back in
January.
2.5 years ago,
actually.
And I keep saying that my New Year fitness kick hasn't actually started yet, and it's nearly the end of March.
Yeah.
I thought I'm really going to ease into it by going on afternoon walks. But I'm a shocking walker. Because I can't deal with the peace and quiet on the walking track.
I love the peace
around
and
my
quiet.
House. I can't do it, mate.
It's good for your creativity and mental health. Like, clears your mind. It's like meditation.
I get bored. I can't meditate.
You don't like your own thoughts.
I don't like my own thoughts. That's when the dark thoughts come in. You don't want to be around that. No. So anyway, the other afternoon, I'm like, no, going to do it. Going to go for a walk or whatever. And I was listening to a playlist. I got like a free Apple Music trial when I got my phone or whatever.
That's good.
So I was listening to that and it was like a 90s grunge playlist was what I was listening to. So like Nirvana and that sort of stuff, right? And yeah, it's the music that I sort of grew up listening to and I don't know, just found the playlist, hit go. But the thing is at the start of the walk, I was about to start the walk and my AirPods died. They ran out of charge. Mm. But I was really into the playlist. So I knew that I'm not going to go good with the silence and the peace and the quiet and all that sort of stuff. So I picked up my UE.
No, you didn't.
Bluetooth speaker and ran it through that.
Oh, you're that guy.
So I was officially that guy who was on the walking track.
Oh, I hate that guy.
There was a light breeze. Like the winds were and the leaves were like rustling. The birds were chirping.
Nice peaceful day.
Beautiful, peaceful afternoon. And here I was. And the first song that came out on my walk was this. Yeah.
I'm free. Yeah.
And I told my wife when I got home and she's like, oh my God, you're like the bad guys in the movie Avatar. It was all nice and peaceful until you came along.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
This is a fun one today because I actually put it up on my Instagram as a personal request to try to fit into my wedding shoes, to try to wear them in. And I was like, guys, help a sister out here. How do you wear in shoes so that they're comfortable and they fit properly?
I feel that's kind of a hack in and of itself. Like you
putting
haven't
it on
even
Instagram.
You haven't even bothered to do the research. You've just put it on Instagram and said, guys.
And made everyone else do it.
You prepare Hacky Gabby for me.
That's so true.
But that's the first hack today.
Well, there's the first hack because it is all about lazy girl hacks and cutting corners in life. And there's the first one. I put it on social media and just waited for the response. And now I'm going to give you the responses because they were so brilliant. So I actually had about 30-something responses about how to wear in shoes, which I wasn't expecting. I thought people would just be like, just wear them. What are you doing? Just wear them. Just walk in them. But there's actually some really great hacks.
You've always got one Karen that's always like...
There were multiple.
Darwin's man and stump causing attention to wear them in.
Or just beauty is pain.
Beauty is pain.
But I have three hacks for you if you are trying to wear in shoes. And this goes for guys and girls because we all have shoes that are a little uncomfortable when you first buy them. So the first hack, if the material allows, you wet the shoe. So you actually step into a bath with the shoe on your foot. or into a bucket or a mini pool or something. And then you keep wearing them around until they dry, because as they dry, they kind of mold to your foot and it creates a bit more of a comfortable fit. Number two is using a hairdryer for a similar way. Like, you actually heat the inside of the shoe with the hairdryer so it gets really warm, and then you quickly put your foot in it, and then as it cools down, it molds to your foot.
Do the touch test first. Like, don't be putting
your foot
into a hot shoe because Gabby said to do it.
Good point. Good point. And don't scorch your shoe if the material's delicate.
I think we've legally...
We are not going to be held responsible if you ruin your feet or the shoes.
Yes. Legal department are nodding. We've got the thumbs up. We can move on.
The third hack, and this one I thought was genius. So you get sandwich bags full of water.
Yeah.
And you seal them off so that there's no leakage.
Yeah.
You then put that inside the shoe and you put the shoe in the freezer. And that way, when the water freezes, it expands. Which means it stretches your shoe out that little bit and makes it a bit more comfortable. Isn't that smart?
There you go.
So you freeze the water and it stretches the shoe for you.
I'm just going to say here, I mean, I feel like there's been a lot of disclaimers this trending, but you really want to look at that material.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you don't want to be...
You don't want to have like a $500 pair of shoes.
Jimmy Choo's or whatever. Yes. Gabby said it's okay to do, guys.
Don't do that.
Okay, they're ruined. Oh, this hacky Gabby brought to you by your local legal firm, who you'll probably be consulting for legal advice after using Gabby's hacks.
Talking about money here at the Cliffo and Gabby Show, because we have none of it.
And our lack of it.
But there is a new podcast out that could help us get more of it, maybe. It's called The Penny Drops, and it's hosted by Maddie J, who joins us right now. How you going, Maddie?
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Maddie, it's funny, because when I heard about this podcast, like, it's going to be for anyone who needs to learn a bit of finance stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be for them, and it's, you know, starring you. And I thought, what the hell does Maddie J know about finance? But then I learnt not a lot. You're actually learning along with everyone listening.
I know. I think everybody must be so confused when they're like, what the hell is Maddie J doing hosting a podcast about money? But I've got to say, this might be a big surprise to you guys, but I'm very dumb. I'm not very smart. So I'm attacking this from the perspective of someone who failed maths all through high school.
That's very interesting, because we would love to learn more about money along with you. What's something that has really stuck with you in your learning so far that everyone could take on board?
Okay, so one thing I learned about myself was what kind of money personality I am. And I like to impulse buy.
Mm.
If there's something that's like 5, 4, even 2% off the normal price, I'll buy it. Doesn't matter what it is.
That's me.
That's Gabby, mate.
So, Gabby, this one's for you.
Okay.
It's the 48 rule, and that means... When you want to buy something, obviously within reason, you can put it in your cart, you can save it there, you then have to let it marinate for 48 hours before you can purchase it. So after 48 hours, if you want to buy it, if you still have the urge, you're allowed to.
I'm still going to have the urge. I don't think my urge ever goes away.
Yeah. Try it.
I'm going to use that for fiancé Nev, though. I'm going to be like, Maddie J said, I sat on it for 48 hours, I'm allowed.
It depends on your personality, because I'm like you, Maddie, because that way it takes away the impulse. So I'll just come back 48 hours and I go, do I really need, I don't know, a pair of fishnet stockings?
Mate, I'm the same. Laura comes home and there'll be a parcel that's been delivered. And she's like, what the hell have you bought now? And I'm like, look, the badminton rackets were half price. I couldn't say no.
Everyone loves shuttlecock.
Yeah.
We'll come back to the podcast in a sec. I do want to ask you about something else. Obviously, you know, you came to fame throughout The Bachelor and The Bachelorette series on Channel 10. Are you watching any Married at First Sight this year, Maddie J?
I've dipped in and out. I think everybody, regardless of whether you're watching or not, can't escape maths. It's just absolutely everywhere. It's on TV, it's on radio, it's on TikTok. So I've dipped in and out.
This year's series of Married at First Sight is making your series of The Bachelor look like playgroup at the church picnic function.
I know. It's carnage, isn't it?
It's
absolute carnage. And I don't know if anybody wants to see fairy tale love stories anymore. People want the carnage. Tears and blood and fighting.
You team Olivia or team Dominica?
Oh, look, I I kind of feel sorry for everyone, you know?
Yeah, like, right.
I feel sorry for these poor people who have gone on a show, I don't know, maybe hoping to find a lifetime partner. And in the end, it's just turned into this massive catfight. Like, I feel sorry for Dom because she's got all this drama. I feel sorry for Olivia because she's like the laughingstock of Australia right now.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah,
it's
just coming from the guy who actually found love on a TV show. Yeah.
This is Gladiators, the TV show, compared to, you know.
Do you have any insight, Maddie, on who the next Bachelor is going to be or who would you want to see?
I heard a rumour, and his name pops up every single year. I heard Tommy Little.
Our own Tommy Little from Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I don't know who it came from. It might have been my hairdresser, who's not a reliable source.
No, we're running with it.
But I reckon, you know, if you ask me, who do I want to be the Bachelor for the next season, I would absolutely, hands down, love to see Tommy Little macking on with other people.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Okay.
Tommy Little's ripped too, isn't he?
That's the headline we're getting out of this. Yeah. Maddie J wants to see Tommy Little mac on.
Yeah, and he's also a pilot now. Is he a pilot?
He's a pilot.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Very sexy.
The last Bachelor was a pilot. We didn't hear the bloody end of it.
You can double up, mate. It's fine. Maddie J, get more Maddie J and his brand new podcast, The Penny Drops. It's exclusive to Listener. That's where you get all of our content as well on the free Listener app. Maddie J, good luck for your finances going forward, mate, and thanks for your time.
Guys, thank you so much.
Are you having an influx of spiders at the moment, or is it just me?
Oh, my God. So I'm so glad that you put this on the whiteboard for today's show, because it was only like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I walked in and there was a spider in the kitchen.
Big one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, bigger than a daddy long legs or whatever, but, you know, not like the record, you know, breaking basketball size ones you see on the internet.
not the bird-eating spiders.
You know, one that's about the size of palm your hand.
Yes. I say they're huge. They're massive.
Is there something
palm of your hands.
Weathery happening at the moment?
See, that was my
question. A change in the seasons or something?
Because I wasn't sure if I was having an influx of spiders or if I just have one that is persistently trying to freak me out.
Your personalised.
I think I've got a stalker.
Your own Incy Wincy.
I think I have a stalker.
Living at your place.
So about a week ago, I was on the phone to my mum and she was telling me a very serious story about something that was happening at her workplace. So she was very in the throes of her passionate conversation and I couldn't interrupt her when I saw this gigantic spider crawl around the wall towards my handbag.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, no, you are not going in there. So with one hand, I had mum on the phone up to my ear. Mm. With the other hand, I grabbed a container and I trapped the spider and managed to then put the phone between my shoulder and ear while I put
she
a piece of paper
you,
in.
Mate.
And I got the spider outside.
Daughter of the year.
I know. I got the spider in a container.
Unless the person would be like,
outside.
Hang up, mum. Your panicky story can wait.
I've got a real situation on my hands.
I like that you still do the paper under the Tupperware method because it's risky.
It is risky.
Like, it's not a surefire method.
But I got him outside and I threw him out into the garden and I was like, done with you. And I dusted my hands and off I went. Then last night, I went into the bathroom and I started cleaning my teeth. And in the mirror, I saw this spider up in the top corner of the roof. And it was like one of those horror movies where someone just appears in the mirror and you're like, ah!
Same spider?
Well, it looked very similar. So,
Might have been his girlfriend, mate. Where's Norm?
Where's Norm gone? I called out to fiancé Nev and I was like, I'm too short for this bad boy. I can't reach him. This is a job for you. Mm. And he was like, oh, I don't like spiders. I'm like, cool, man. Either you give me a leg up or you got to grab this guy. So Nev got the container and the piece of paper and he captured the spider and he threw him out into the garden. And I was like, cool, done with you. Nuh-uh. I go to the car this morning and I shine my light in the garage to be able to open the car door and boom, there's the big huntsman on the wall next to my car door.
I feel like you need to do an audit of your keys at home because I'm pretty sure the spiders have set.
Poor fiance, not Pionce.
Well, he is.
Fiance.
He was a Pionce. on the weekend, go on.
He gets stage fright in the toilet. And
I feel like he's going to regret giving you permission to talk about this. This is one of the ones where you had to seek permission before just running with this on
before
the radio.
Labeling him Beyonce. So he went to the toilets at the footy, and they're very busy, obviously. And he normally gets stage fright. He can't go if there's other people there around him that can see him. So he normally goes into a cubicle. However, being so busy at the footy, that wasn't an option. So he tried to go to the urinal, and the guy standing next to him sensed that Nev was having a bit of a tough time. And so he looked down to little Nev to try to give encouragement and was like, come on, mate, you can do it!
This guy.
As if he was at the footy.
Forget about the footy. That bloke is the man of the match. Come on!
What a cheerleader.
You can do it, mate!
And Nev just went, nah. It's not going to happen.
I'm leaving. I'm holding it. 13, 10, 60. Come on. If you sympathise, you've got to join it. It's your duty now if you're a stage fright sufferer to own it. I had it real bad in my teens and 20s, but it kind of went into my 30s, which is a strange kind of thing. But 13, 10, 60, Sean's here. Mate, are you a stage fright sufferer?
Not normally, you know. Like, you know, you got to go. Just whip it out anywhere. It's a great thing about being a fella.
That's true.
But did you have it at one point in time?
Yeah. I had to do my urinalysis tests a couple of times a week for about 6 weeks going there.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of a running joke in the pathologist that I could only relieve myself with one particular pathologist standing behind me.
Oh, wow. So was that...
If it was anyone else, you couldn't do it.
Who was it? Was it like, did they first send in like the hot young nurse or something? You're like,
I wouldn't
I can't
say
do
she
it.
Was hot, but like, you know, I couldn't do it. And it was a bit of a joke. And they sent this other chick, didn't happen. Sent this other chick, didn't happen. And they sent this old girl. And she was just cool about it. And yeah, it was all good.
Sean can only pee in front of a boiler.
Only in front of certain people.
Mick's next. Mick, do you suffer stage fright?
In my teens and 20s, 100%. I used to wait for the cubicle, but now I'm in my 30s. I just go for gold.
Mate, that
just
happened to me anymore. As well. What? So what happens, Mick? Because I'm the same. I reckon it was about the age 32, 33. Now I think about it, when I started sort of having family, like doing planning family and stuff like that, I stopped being a nervous wee, and I can pee anywhere now. So what happens?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I don't know. I used to drive trucks. I used to hide right up against the side of the truck. Now I don't. I just on the side of the road, all good to go.
There's a small bush. It's only 30 centimetres high, but it's all right.
You
lied me.
What do you think? Maybe it's a maturity thing or something, Gabs.
I think it's a care factor. I think you get to an age where you just don't care anymore. Maybe Nev's just not there yet.
I'd love to get a doctor on or someone, like a psychologist who can break that down. Goldie, are you a stage fright sufferer, mate?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, no one likes a little bit of a scare going on when you're trying to have a bit of private time.
What if no one's staring and you're just there and there's like one other person who's sort of on the other side? Do you still, you know, suffer it?
Oh, that's where your little life hack comes in.
What's that?
And you couple little pieces of toilet paper, fold them down and sit them against the water. No noise.
Oh,
so you're going into the cubicles for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm in the cubicle, I don't care what anyone hears. Like, it's Niagara Falls in there, mate.
No, I put toilet paper down, especially if it's number two.
I aim straight for the water. I'm like, look how much of a man I am.
It's like battleships.
Robin's here. Robin, can I be real rude, Robin, and start with your age?
I'm 64.
64, and are you still a stage fright sufferer into your 60s?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, there's no hope for us.
No, I can go into a public toilet and go to the urinal, and I'll just about to start. Someone will walk in beside me. Here you go, mate. It just stops.
Close
it just stops.
Yeah. It's like the tap has been turned off. Boxer shorts are just shorts. That is the claim I'm putting out there right now. Ludicrously, like 5 minutes ago,
they're undershorts.
That's what you said.
They are, they're undershorts.
I've never heard that term before. I think you've just made that up. Shorts are shorts are shorts, mate.
No way!
They look like shorts and smell like shorts. They're shorts.
Nah, no way.
And this was proved last night when I was watching Gogglebox. And you know when that thing happens, like for me, it's usually about 45 minutes after dinner. And your mouth starts going... Ice cream.
Oh, I get that feeling.
Chocolate. Sweetness, you know.
Something, sugar. Something sweet for dessert.
We didn't have much. But there's a Macca's not far from my house. And I thought, oh, geez, a large chocolate sundae right now with the chocolate
really hit the
sauce on the top and the bottom. That'd really go down well right now. Mm. So I said, honey, off to Macca's, pull up at the drive through, and of course I get, the ice cream machine's not working right
now.
No! But lucky for me, right next to my local Macca's, there's a Shell Servo. Thing is, I'm thinking I'm just going through the drive-through. So what I wear to bed generally is just a singlet, like a Bintang singlet usually. They're pretty old now. Haven't been to Bali for a few years.
Yeah.
But I wear a Bino and just my boxer shorts. And I was ready for bed. And I thought I was just going through the Macca's drive-through. My short shorts. They're just shorts, mate. They're boxer shorts. They're shorts. So I just thought, oh, sweet, only going through the drive-through, that's fine, no problem. Mm. I'm not going to go back home and get changed to run into the Shell Servo. So I've parked right at the door. There was no one, literally no customers at the bouncer. So it was just me and the lady inside. She didn't say anything. I knew what I wanted.
Were you wearing shoes?
I was wearing thongs. I put thongs on.
Okay.
Little saving grace there in Gabby's eyes. So I went straight to the fridge. I knew I was just going to have an Ego Magnum. That's always my go-to. So straight in, straight to the fridge, paid. She didn't bat an eyelid. Very professional on her behalf. Mm. But I did get home and tell my
wife. Excuse me, my eyes are up here.
Excuse me, love. How rude of you. I did get home and say to my wife what just transpired, though. And Michelle goes, that poor woman.
Yeah.
She's already copping enough with petrol prices and rude customers. And you put that in front of her face? The Hit Breakfast Show.